This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
When we hear that theme every week, it gets me in the mood to go to the movies. Does it get you in the mood, April Mansfield, from Event?
Absolutely. I love a good intro. You know when you hear that, you're about to watch something amazing on the big screen.
Absolutely. Now, what about today? Now, I believe we've just got one release today, and what is that one?
That one is called The Call of the Wild.
Oh, now that looks fantastic. Is that Harrison Ford?
That is Harrison Ford. So this one is based off the novel, The Call of the Wild, and it brings the story of Buck the dog to the big screen. Now, I don't know about you, but I am a sucker for dog movies. As long as nothing happens to this dog, I will be able to sit through and watch it.
There's nothing worse than a sad dog movie.
Exactly. And I think this one looks more of a journey movie with the dog. So Harrison Ford is this big burly man who lives in the wilderness. He's telling everyone he's moved out there because he pretty much doesn't like people, doesn't want to be around people. He's happy being on his own.
That completely describes Harrison Ford in real life.
Oh, does it?
Absolutely. He is somebody that doesn't like crowds. He's married and all that, but the two of them live quite a hermit type existence. He's not comfortable, and he's admitted this, he's not comfortable around other people.
Well, perfect role for him, because that's exactly what he's doing. But he, by fate, I suppose, meets Buck. And they kind of develop this really cute relationship together. He kind of, softens a little bit because of this dog. And they go on a bit of an adventure in the Alaskan wild.
I can remember, you haven't read the book at all?
I haven't, no.
No, I can remember as a kid reading it. Just fantastic. It was first published in 1903, and it's set in the Yukon. And, the Yukon up in Canada, it's a pretty wild, when they say, the name, The Call of the Wild, it is a wild area, and snow and lots of dangerous things floating around the place as well. Is this set in modern time, or is it like the book is set during the 1890s?
No, so it is set in the 1890s as well.
Okay, I love that. The 1890s, that's a Klondike gold rush during that particular time.
Yes, exactly.
No, it is fantastic. And so that's all we have this week.
Yes, that's all we have this week, but we still have some really great films on screen for you as well. We've still got Sonic the Hedgehog. We've got Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of Harley Quinn. We have Emma, 1917, Midway, Richard Jewell, and of course, Fantasy Island.
Fantasy Island.
Now, I saw that one over the weekend.
Yes.
Now, no spoilers, but I do want to confirm the little guy is not in the film. It is just Mr. Rourke.
There is no little guy saying, "They're playing! They're playing!"
No, there is another character who says the plane, but only once, not in that sort of style. What was his name, the character that was supposed to be in it? What's his name in the TV series?
In the original TV series, that was Tattoo.
Okay, we got a little bit of a surprise at the end. I thought I made a connection.
Okay, so what are you talking about, right at the end of the credits or before the credits?
Before the credits, right at the end of the film, before the credits roll.
Because I actually stay for credits. I don't know about you. Do you do that?
I do when I know that there's something after the credits. I usually have the insider information, so I'm able to be able to say, oh, no, I know there's nothing after this, so I can leave.
Yeah, I always stay to the end because I like reading the credits, to find out, exactly where it was and thanking the people of this particular place. So I know a little bit about where it was made and that. But there's so many movies, they have something at the end, and people have already left.
I know. I'm like, what are you doing?
That's great. All right. Well, one this week, but Call of the Wild, it sounds absolutely marvellous. And Harrison Ford, as I said, typecast beautifully. But I look forward to seeing that movie. And I also recommend to people Midway, if you like a great war movie, simply sensational, and 1917 that was robbed in the Academy Awards.
Robbed.
Well, it was. They gave that, what, Parasite or some
Parasite.
Some movie that's subtitled. I can't stand watching subtitled movies. Your eyes are going up and down, up and down. Mm-hmm. 1917, they were robbed.
I agree.
Oh, you agree with me?
I agree. I loved 1917. I thought it was fantastic. But in saying that, though, I haven't seen Parasite, so I can't comment on whether or not it deserved the Oscar. I just think 1917 did.
I'm not seeing Parasite on principle. They robbed 1917. I'm not watching Parasite, and I'm not watching subtitle movies. That's it.
Fair enough.
Protest, protest. All right. I'll talk to you next week. Have a great week. And everybody, get along to Smithfield. That's the closest movie theatre to us. And see a great movie. Thank you, April.
Thanks.